everybody. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Wolken, here on Saturday, October 24th. Today we are talking about prayer, and the best person to bring us into that fold is Florida Mayo. Before we get into hearing her story and her passion for prayer, I just wanted to actually appropriately extend prayers to two families. Albuquerque's been hit really hard this week. There have been two shootings. One, a little four-year-old girl was killed in a road rage accident. Somebody actually just shot at another person, and the little girl was in the back. Another police officer was also shot. So it can't be any more appropriate to just send prayers right now to those families and to those souls, because we all are connected, whether you're in Albuquerque or whether you're in Arkansas or whether you're in the Isles of Trinidad. It's a senseless act, and no matter where we are in the world, we hear about it, we see about it, and it's heartbreaking. And a lot of us move to prayer. And so in doing so, we find relief because we believe in our faith and we believe that the higher realms, whether you call it God, whether you call it creator, prime source, the universe, there is the moment we come together. And hopefully through what we learned today, we learn how much prayer is so important in our lives, and especially when crisis strikes in our lives. So I want to just send again another special prayer out from the Zeta Global family to those families who are undergoing grief right now. This is our positive news segment, and I do want to keep it positive, and it's because we hear so much about news going on in the world that is so sad, so negative. It doesn't do well for us. That's why we did a show last week on clearing energies, because that gets into our field. And thankfully, Ann O'Brien shared us some techniques on how to release that from our field, because it does affect us. You don't go into the day in a good state when you know that a child's been taken. So let's keep it positive. Send us your suggestions. Let us know what's happening good in the world, and we will be here to report on it, to share it with others, and to, again, inspire all of us to do the best we can as we go through life working for the greater good. So in honor of that, let's get into some of the things happening in the world. Right here in Albuquerque, and it is perfect because it is in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In the States, we do that in October. And there is a sports bar here called Twin Peaks, a sports bar that have these beautiful women in lingerie as their servers, but they're doing something really special. What they're doing here on October 27th is having something called the Bra-tacular. And what that is that people have come together and they have decorated all sorts of ornate bras, and they're going to have a fashion show, and they're going to auction off all these designer bras and these home-crafted ones. I guess we get to see when you go. But anyways, check out the Bra-tacular. You can learn about it on the Twin Peaks website. They have a Facebook page as well as the beneficiary, which is the Nancy Floyd Hayworth Foundation. They are the recipients of this great event. And you can also go to Facebook for the Nancy Floyd Hayworth Foundation and learn all about the Bra-tacular. I'm going to go to this event and cheer them on and support my good pal Pamela and see about all of this happening and raising money for breast cancer awareness. Now, Zeta Global Radio, if you mark your calendars, are very thrilled, honored, and excited to have Dr. Carla Garcia. She will be here on Saturday, October 31st. She is a DOM. She does thermography. She's owned vitamin stores. She has such a wealth of information talking about breast health, alternative solutions, all different ways to keep the divine feminine in beautiful working order. So please mark your calendars, because we here at Zeta Global Radio absolutely want to take part in October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Saturday, October 31st, we'll be here with that. Other people who've been on our show recently are doing great work in the world. sold the movie. You've heard commercials on our station. You've heard an interview. We interviewed the producer of Sold the Movie, which is a movie about child trafficking taking place in India and Nepal. And as we've come to dig deeper into this whole incredible, really worldwide epidemic, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And it doesn't just affect people in India and Nepal. I know we have a lot of listeners there. It affects everyone everywhere. And these children are being sold, put right into sex slavery, and this movie does a stunning portrayal. They are trying to bring that movie nationwide and across the world into theater. So more and more of you can see this, see the atrocities going on, and also help them out. They've got an Indiegogo campaign that's right, just been launched, and that money will help get that movie across the states and raise money for several organizations, including Taught Not Traffic, that deals with supporting and the fight against child trafficking. So you could do two things. One, you can go to the Indiegogo campaign, and it's called Sold, a Movie About Child Trafficking. You could also go back to our archives on bbsradio.com/ZGR, and we have the June 27th show where producer Jane Charles talks about the movie and talks about this whole entire underground world of trafficking and see where you can fit in and make a difference. So thank you for supporting Sold. We really want to support Jane Charles and Academy Award director Jeffrey Brown, who's also, the two of them are an amazing team. And also this movie Sold, executive produced by Emma Thompson, starring Gillian Anderson from The X-Files, David Arquette. Big, big movie, needs the support, needs your help. Now, also, this is great. That was sort of our filmmaker that we had. We do shows on filmmakers making a big difference. We also do shows on musicians making a big difference. So on our August 29th show, we had a couple of hip-hop artists on the show, and one was J. Brave Luminous. And if you listen to the show, or again, you can go back to the archive, he was talking about how he, as a conscious hip-hop artist, went to Israel and learned in depth the whole education in his world about what's happening between the Palestinians and the Israelis and that whole territory. And they filmed a whole documentary about their experience there and being peace workers for change through the world of hip-hop music. And it's a stunning movie that they too have just launched a campaign. And so I invite you to go back and listen to the August 29th show on J. Brave Luminous, and then you can follow their campaign. And I highly recommend that you do that, because he's an incredible being. I've got to have the experience of him performing shows and events that I've produced over the years, and I'm really excited to see where they go with this movie. So take a look at that and see what you think. The movie is called When the People Lead, and again, you can go to Indiegogo.com or IndiegogoCampaign.com and just look up When the People Lead. You'll see their trailer, their pitch video, and everything they have in trying to raise money to make their film. Lastly, I just wanted to share real quickly that Florida Mayo, although she's here with us today, she's having an incredible Seeds of Harvest weekend going on at her 40 acres in Estancia. You can go to followthegoldenpath.org. She's doing opening prayers both today and tomorrow. Doesn't matter when you come. It's free. Just get yourself up there if you're in the New Mexico area. She's teaching about agriculture in the Estancia Valley, organic medicinal herb growing, seed lending, survival skills for children's, tons of activities for children's, distribution of seeds for the community, learning all about the importance of seeds. So again, you'll learn a little bit more about it in the interview today, but I'd say go to followthegoldenpath.org to learn more, and I hope we see you out there. That's it for the news segment today. Thank you for listening in. We have a great show in store for you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Welcome, everybody, to Zeta Global Radio. This is Savante here with an incredible and special beloved guest here. We have in studio at the Lab Recording Studios here in Albuquerque. Our guest today is Florida Mayo, a very sacred woman of prayer. I've had the opportunity to be in ceremony and spend time on retreats with her all over the world. And she's a beloved being, and we are thrilled to have her here today to share her wisdom, to share her guidance, to share her love of the seeds and the consciousness of where we're all going with how to support one another and to honor the past and honor the future moving ahead. So welcome to the show, Florida Mayo.
Thank you so very much, Savante. I'd like to say greetings to everybody. I send blessings to each and every one of you in the four directions. Today on our sacred calendar is Tu'e. It's the day of the sacred road. It's the day of the path. It's the day in which we put things in motion to help us in the future. I want to say thank you to our beloved Creator. Thank you, beloved Mother, Father, Creator, Maker of the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Grandmothers of the Four Directions. Thank you to each and every one of you.
Thank you so much. There's so many places we can go with the work that you're doing in the world, but maybe we can start with a little bit of the background from your perspective of what you've been doing and, you know, where your passion lies in the world right now and being on the planet.
My passion is always the passion of being in prayer, of having a dialogue with my Creator. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is incredible patience, because we could be thinking of something right now, we could be praying about something right now, but it is up to the great mystery to allow it to become into material form. So we constantly have to keep that vision and that dream alive through the prayer, through ceremony. We say we feed the fire, perhaps maybe by lighting a candle when we do our prayers, perhaps maybe by doing a small ceremony, a small fire ceremony, doing some ceremony with the spirit of the sacred waters with a little bowl of water. If it's windy out there, you know, extend your heart, your hands out into the universe, and extending them out into the four directions and asking the beloved mother to bless you through the spirit of the sacred wind. And with all of these sacred elements, of course, we're standing on the earth. We pray for the Mother Earth as we are children of these four sacred elements. And this is the reason why we are alive. When we say our prayers, not only are we saying prayers for ourselves as humans, but we say prayers to find the peace within us with everything that we do on a daily basis. We put the prayers forth to nature, because we are children that are existing together, not only with everything that is around us on the earth, but at the same time with all of the animals in the water and all of those animals that are flying. So we can't forget the teeny-weeny ones that are crawling on the earth and all of that. We are children and we have brothers and sisters, the animals and the trees, and this is who we are. And so we pray to these sacred elements to continue to give us vitality and life.
Thank you so much. When I'm listening to you speak, my heart is so full, because so much that I want to share on this show, as I've said, is that we brought Zeta Global Radio together to have a platform for oneness, for all of us to realize that no matter where we are on the four corners or where we are in our development and evolution of our connectedness to Creator, that we have a oneness. And you couldn't have said it any better than so beautifully, is that we have to think of everybody because we're all connected as one. So I feel the oneness theme is so important in all the work that we're doing, because we can't close our eyes to something that's happening abroad or across the city or in our own community, because it affects us as if it was our own doing. I wanted to see in your thoughts, Florida Mayo, about people today. Do you feel that prayer is becoming more popular? Do you feel like prayer is an ancient way? It's left to the religious? Because I think that in our world, prayer is absolutely the cornerstone of who we are, to connect with Creator. And yet there's so many people who are so, I wouldn't say immune, but they don't even know that how essential, like you're sharing, how prayer could be incorporated into our daily life to understand the greater connectedness.
Personally, for myself, I understood from the time that I was very young that there was a great mystery out there. When I was young, I experienced a lot of visions and dreams, even before I was even able to express myself as a young child. So I was aware in my heart that there was something greater than myself, or than my surroundings of where I was in Central America. So this awareness is born with us. We, as humans, for whatever reason, you know, it could be the community, the country, the place, the parents that we are born in, the house that we live. All of these things are the reasons why we do and we don't, or we're not too active in prayer. But I know that even those that have not a desire, you know, to know the Creator, in their lifetime, there comes a time where there might be a little window that might open in their lives, and they realize that there is something greater than us. And so at some point or another, I believe that that we come together with that union and that communion with all that there is. I believe in my heart that, especially right now through the media, the internet, the television, that we're able to see and witness many ways of prayer, many different traditions around the world. We're able to kind of look at each other and see each other for who we are, whereas before we had these tools, we were unable to really have a perspective on what or who exactly was out there. Of course, there's always the cosmic evolution. And I know that in the mid-80s, there was this planet alignment that was called the harmonic convergence. And we're told in our prophecy that around this time, when these planets become aligned, that we are going to be awakened. And so part of the prophecy states that, and it states that we may arise. The prophecy says to us, awaken, the dawn is here. Not one or another shall be left behind. In other words, it is going to happen through the planetary alignment. And in this alignment, there will be a shift of energy, and it's going to touch everything. And humans will go into a different phase of evolution. And if we look back years back, whether it's 70 years, 100 years, when we look back and look into the communities, for us right now, 100 years ago, perhaps maybe in the community, a small community, large community, there might have been one or two people that are worshipers of a place of prayer. And right now, at this very moment, 2015, there might be many, many people that are worshiping what they feel it is true in their heart, and how they should be praying to the Creator, and how they see themselves in relationship with the great mystery. So right now, children are being born with all of this information, previous information. And so many of us are spiritual leaders of our communities, and, you know, we are multiplied 1,000-fold right now when we look at the evolution of spirituality. There is right now a huge, huge awakening, and this is part of the prophecy.
Excellent. Florida Mayo, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, I'd love to share with the audience more about your teacher and some of the teachings you've learned from your great beloved Don Alejandro. We'll be right back. You're listening to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much.
The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes.
Rockin' Art Fusion, the explosive pairing of world-famous speed painter Michael Ostaski and composer-producer Howard Wolkin, are set to hit the stage at Lantern Fest in Spokane, Washington on November 14th. Joined by conscious hip-hop artist Cade, the trio expect to perform for thousands of people, bringing their own socially conscious brand of music and art to the masses. Make sure to check out thelanternfest.com for information about this and all other shows happening in 2015. Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. This is Savante here with Florida Maya. We are sharing so much today, such sacred wisdom about prayer and being on the planet and really coming into full expanded territory. And I would like to know, just with all this prayer discussion, what does prayer mean to you, Florida Maya?
What prayer means to me is an inner dialogue between the center of my being, the center meaning the heart, and the desire to be one, to be in oneness with all of creation. The way that I experience prayer, from the time that I was very little, I did not know how to read and write. I never read any books on prayer as a young person. And for me, I close my eyes, and when I close my eyes, I see the invisible world through movement of light. So, for example, if I close my eyes, everything that is invisible to the physical eye is made up of these beautiful pastel colors. And when I start my prayer and I set my intention and I call on the creator, and I call on the beloved mother, as soon as I start this in silence with the connection of my heart, I send a beam of light out into the universe and I start this dialogue. And I express myself as simply as I can at that particular moment, depending on what it is that is going around me at that particular moment, depending on what it is that I am grateful about at that particular moment. I am not asking for myself nothing. This dialogue, it is just about being. Perhaps as I'm doing this dialogue, this prayer, I might have an impression, or I might see a face of a friend or a name of someone that has asked to be in their prayer. And I ask the Creator and I say, beloved mother, you know, please, I see that so-and-so, you know, is reminding me that they are in need of prayers. It might be that they are looking for health or they're asking something for their children. And so I put all of these things together. I continue to say thank you to the spirit of all of the sacred elements in my prayer. But there is this beautiful, beautiful being of light that I see. And this being of light, I say, it's my beloved mother. Because I can't think of any other name. And I feel that through this movement of light, which also has a sound, And I see it merging through the light of the center of my body. From my heart, I extend it, and I merge into that light, that cosmic light. And there I go into this continuous movement of light between the center of my being and this cosmic light. I say it is my beloved mother because it has this beautiful, beautiful celestial voice. I love it the way that I love my mother. I love it because the beloved mother has said to me that we as humans are made of love, which is us being in love with everything that's around us, and light, which is everything that is organic, everything that's alive, everything that is here by the cause of the four elements is of light. And so the mother greets me with those words, love and light. And she has told me that this is who we are. We're children of love and light. That is all that we are.
If you can feel what we're feeling in the studio here, out there, I think it's truly a gift to hear you speak. And it's also truly a gift to learn more about where a lot of the source of your teachings are. Or I don't know if he's a source, but he is your teacher. And we were lucky to have the honor this past week in New Mexico to have Don Alejandro, your teacher, who is 90 from Guatemala, coming to the U.S., coming to New Mexico, sharing space with beautiful people on your, at your, what do we call it? We call it the 40 acres. What do we
call it? The 40 acres or the land?
The land. Mm-hmm. And I just would love to share a little bit more about your experience with him being here. Now that you're kind of on the other side of it, there was so much preparation for him. It's a big honor to have him come. And now he's come and he's gone, but he's left such a beautiful mark on so many people. And he, to us, unfolded so much nobility and honor and around prayer. And so clearly that's the topic of today. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on where you are at now with your teacher now leaving physically here.
My teacher's name is Alejandro Cirilo Perez Oshlach. He's Quiche Maya, an elder from the highlands of Guatemala. We as humans need a physical person that we can speak to. We need a physical person that we can hold their hand. We need a physical person that we could look at each other heart to heart in conversation, that we could look at each other eye to eye in prayer. We need that. There is something in us that needs that dialogue, that warmth of another human. Personally, for myself, my mom was my first teacher. And when my mom died when I was 17 years old, I put it in my prayers that I needed someone. And it even got to the point of making a wish list of what I felt in my heart I needed. I was in the United States, and I had this longing and this desire to know my people, to hear the Maya language, to hear the prayers, to see the ceremonies, to be part of that. I did not know anything. All of that was just a dream. It was just a thought. And so I prayed from the time that I was 17 until I met Don Alejandro in the year of 1995. So speaking about patience and speaking about fortify in a prayer and speaking about waiting and being patient, this is what it takes. When I met Don Alejandro, my first words were, "Beloved teacher, I've been waiting for you." And at that time, he said to me, "When were you born?" And I gave him my birth date. And I remember him just standing in thought. And he opened his eyes and said to me, "Daughter, you're running 7 years late." I smiled at him and I said, "I'm here." And it was through that initial conversation that we kept talking about how I was here in the United States. We spoke about my visions and my dreams, and we spoke about the possibility of going back home to receive the teachings of my ancestors. And this is the beginning of my sacred walk with Don Alejandro. And so we have been together for a couple of decades. And if I have the desire and the need to speak to a physical person, it is Don Alejandro. But at the same time, I had had the experience of many teachers on the spiritual, on the invisible realm of different traditions. And so I also rely on the invisible teachers, the invisible beings, to also guide me with these visions and these dreams. And so I feel that for myself, I have a lot of gratefulness in the way that the great mystery has taken care of me in this way.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment. More with Flor de Mayo, a woman of prayer.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs. Zeta Global Radio is a proud sponsor of the upcoming November 14th Lantern Fest taking place at the Sandia Speedway. Listen in today to our positive news segment and post on our ZGR Facebook page which story interested you the most and why. One lucky winner will win a pair of tickets to the hottest event coming to the 505. Let your light shine here on Zeta Global Radio and the Lantern Fest.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. This is Savante here with Flor de Mayo, sharing incredible time with us today. And the beloved Don Alejandro, who was just recently in New Mexico for an extraordinary time, sharing his ancestry, teachings, and wisdom. And beloved, I'm going to calm down those, but his guidance for all of us. And there'll be more to share on that as we develop some of the wonderful footage for share. And you can learn more about that on Zeta Global Radio's Facebook page. But also, Florida Mayo, do you want to share how they can learn more also about the work that you do on the land? Is there a website that is best for them to learn more about this, especially as the teachings become available for the public?
The website is followthegoldenpath.org. The land sits on Beeman Road in Estancia, New Mexico. I'm there pretty much every day. I'm there to pray, to make sure that the altars and the temples are being kept with the constant attention that they need, which is making sure that, for example, that the water temple, that the water is pristine, that things are cleaned around it. The land is very open, so we have the element of the wind just moving things around and throwing sand and some things. And so I have to make sure that it's clean all the time, because it's also a drinking place for the animals. Mm. We have many animals on the land that are living there, and they need the clean water. And the reason that I keep it clean is to remind those folks, the humans that come on the land, that we as humans need clean, pristine water. Mm. And also, I make it an example there that people can see that I care for the spirit of the water and for the water itself. So also the animals may have some clean water to drink and to bathe there. We have many birds that are dependent on that movement of water throughout the year.
I love that how you share about prayer, but also about the elements, because so much of our existence is based on these beautiful elements. I mean, you were talking about the wind and the water, but all the elements, and to being in such gratitude for it through the prayer. I mean, I think it all comes hand in hand.
Not only in gratitude, but the thing is that if we don't hold this in our consciousness, we need it to live. And not only us, but the animals need it. Not only the animals, but also the plants and the trees. So we have to think of this as second nature. We have to think of this and remind the children that it's our responsibility as humans to take care of it. Mm. And so I made these small temples to remind people that they are essential to life, to all life. And when these things are not there anymore, there we will all perish, each and every one of us, because everything needs the earth, the water, the fire, and the air. The fire being the sun.
You mentioned the children, and I know that you have a special gathering coming up in the next couple weeks in the October with the children. Let's share with the audience about that.
The weekend of the 25th and the 26th, Saturday and Sunday, we are planning a children's program on survival. For children to learn survival skills on the land, and also at the same time, we're going to do a program on seed saving, seed preservation, speaking about the soil, and do some small programs with the children and things that they can take with them, because with not only children, but with us humans, the beloved creator, the beloved mother has said to me, it is through these tangible things that we are able to speak to you. So for us, we need to have something that we can see, hold in our hands, touch, smell to make it real. So these tangible things we need in our everyday life.
I recently had the opportunity to develop a garden this year really tangibly with the girls. And I saw such an evolution in their awareness about the planet, the food, the water sources, just merely by holding the different seeds, even seeing the shapes, the sizes, the origins, and taking a watermelon and turning it into 50 and seeing that. And it was such a beautiful process. And I want that so much for everyone. And your dedication and passion to the seeds is such an incredible gift that we here always want to support all the work that you're always doing with it, because I just got to see, Howard and I got to see just with the Sarah and Heather, how much of an impact it made. And if the future generations can know truly what the seeds are, I mean, I think we're moving in the right direction.
It's really, really good that you were doing that and experiencing it, because it is through the experience that we grow. Because we see the beauty of nature in front of our eyes, and we are co-creators with nature, helping it with the water and taking care of it and making sure that these plants have the sun and the water.
What can everybody do who maybe not be gardening and maybe not have that ability? What can they do to have more of an awareness about the importance of seed? I know that's a very important part of your world.
Well, they can get involved in their communities. You know, there are gardens being grown all over, even on rooftops. You can grow a little plant on a windowsill. You could find a way. You don't have to be growing, an acre of anything. You could just have something simple in a little pot. It's having the experience, having to watch it grow, because if you are doing that, you could see the importance and feel the importance of how these things from nature, the way that they grow and become and unfold in front of your eyes, basically. And so it's a very magical, magical way of just being in touch. Beautiful. And so it gives us the opportunity to just gently be in touch. We don't have to, if it's impossible, to be growing a whole bunch of things. For myself, I'm not out in the field. I'm not growing anything out there. I have house plants, of course, but my job is basically to pray. So we have to find what it is that we mostly love to do, or that we are here to do. You know, what is it that we love? Because we could support through that love. And so that is one way of doing it. Yeah.
Of course, with the topic today, prayer, it all goes back to the power and the importance of it, because prayer is really the cornerstone to everything to move us all forward in that direction. Your website is called Follow the Path.
FollowTheGoldenPath.org.
Okay, and he'll edit that. I'm going to do that again. Your website is called FollowTheGoldenPath.org. Can you touch on what that means to you? So what that understanding is, follow the golden path. What is that to you?
It means that we have to follow our heart. Golden to me is something that is an inner fraction of who we are. We are children of golden light at the moment. It's also part of the prophecy. The prophecy told us, is telling us and told us way back then, our, you know, grandmothers and grandfathers told the people that at this particular time, right now, that children will be born with the color of honey. So it's part of the prophecy, and this is who we are. We're children of this golden ray of light, this golden light. It dwells within us. And so when we follow that path, we are following what is naturally us at this particular moment in time in humanity.
Beautiful. So Florida Mile, with all the work that you've done and travels and gatherings and people coming from all over the world to visit the land, now there's a documentary being made on you about your life and actually about some of the newfound learnings that you have about yourself. And I just thought maybe in a 1 minute we can share about what that is, because we're talking a lot lately about DNA and the origins and who we really are. And we're uncovering some new territory that I think is applicable to everyone, is who we really are. Is it based on what our title is or our culture? So I wondered if maybe you just wanted to share just a little bit about the documentaries and how we're unfolding a new path of your own personal discovery about your generations before you.
I had an experience that was a physical manifestation where a grandmother came from another time through a door of dimension and spoke to me and said to me that my people are from a particular area. It touched me in such a way that I went into a place, a journey of having the desire to know the reality and the truth of this. And it is the first time in my life that I could say that I had an experience, like this physical manifestation, the information that was given to me to be realized through the process or the method of science, to be proven that my ancestors did come from a particular region and how long ago. And so we as humans, for myself, I am Central American, born and raised. This is what I thought up until about a year and a half ago. I have not been able to accept it until about a month ago, that my ancestors have migrated throughout the Americas. And so now I am on this quest and this journey of finding the seed of my ancestors on my mom's side. So it would be the maternal lineage and what the women have done in Central, South, and North America. So to make it a long story short, what it is that we do not know who we really are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your time with all of our listeners. And we look forward to having you back and sharing more story and the importance of prayer. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Savante, so very much. I want to wish everybody a very lovely day. And I want to thank my beloved mother, Creator. Thank you, beloved mother, for all of the beautiful things that you bring to us on a daily basis, all the beautiful surprises, all the beauty that is in with that beauty of the sacred mystery, beloved Creator. Thank you for the beauty of the moment today, yesterday and tomorrow. Love and light to everybody. Mm.
And so it is. God bless.
Embody the elements of grace.
That's love.
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 Cornerstone to sanctify the temple. It is all done through the purity of the frequency of grace.